Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and today I want to share with you from God's Word, and I also want to share with you some of the miracles that my husband and I experienced and is experiencing in our ministry and the ministry that I have now. These are not miracles that I read about. These are not miracles that I heard people talk about. Today I want to share with you miracles that my husband and I lived, we saw, and we witnessed. And I know if you'll stay tuned to the broadcast today that it'll bless and encourage your heart, because we serve a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and God is faithful. The scripture that I want to read is out of Psalms chapter 34, verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. We have redemption today through the Lord Jesus Christ because of the blood he shed on Calvary. And right now I'd like to pray with you. And if any of you today have not received Jesus, I'm asking you, would you make him the Lord of your life? Let him become the shepherd of your life. Receive him today. Lord, I pray that if there be one of the sound of my voice, that they will ask you to come into their hearts, that they'll ask you to forgive them of their sins, that they'll receive the redemption, the price that you paid for their salvation. Help them, O God, to realize and know that they must be born again. I pray for all the listeners, whatever their need is, that, Father, you'll reach down and touch them in your tender love and mercies and help them in their greatest hour need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The key to the scripture that I just read, it says, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The key word here is trust in the Lord. There's an old hymn that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way. To be happy in Jesus, we must trust and obey. And that's one thing that you have to do. You must trust in the Lord and obey his word. Keep his commandments. For he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he said that we must love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all our soul, mind, soul, and spirit. And we must love our neighbor as ourselves. And all the other commandments and everything else hangs on those two. If we can do that, then we know that we can walk the walk of faith. And faith, let me explain to you what faith is. Faith is taking God at his word. Whatever God says in his word, he will watch over it to perform it. And if we will believe, we can receive. I saw a sign in a church many years ago. It says you can doubt and you can pout and you can do without, or you can believe and receive. And I pray today that you'll be among those that will believe and receive. For God is not a respecter of persons. What he done for one, he'll do for another. He won't bless another no more than he'll bless you. He'll bless us all if we'll just trust and obey and look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. For 36 years, my husband and I, and my husband now has gone home to be with the Lord. He went home to be with Jesus in 2011. But for 36 years, we trucked across this country with a church on wheels, a mobile chapel that we took into truck stops. And our primary ministry was going into truck stops and into prisons, and we would preach in those places and into churches wherever God made an opportunity. But our primary ministry was in the truck stops. And for 36 years, we took our unit across the country. Now, I want to explain to you, when your church has 18 wheels and diesel fuel tanks of over 300 gallons of fuel and insurance on a tractor trailer and what it takes to operate, it's a quite difference when you move that church. It's quite a event. But I want you to know, of the 36 years that we trucked on the highway, we never passed an offering plate. All of our Bibles and everything that we gave out was always free. It was whoever will. But I want you to know, of all those years that we were on the highway, that the Trucking for Jesus ministry never was in debt a dime. Whatever we needed, God sent it in. We didn't have to beg people for it. We didn't have to solicit. When we needed it, God sent it in. And God is still blessing, and God is still keeping the ministry going on. What God ordains, God will sustain. You say Blonnie is selling religious things wrong. No, ma'am. No, sir. That's not what I'm saying. You have to do in your ministry the way God leads you to do. And that's how God led us. As to the people that we went to, they couldn't use it against us that we were selling them stuff or always soliciting. We gave. And God, in return, blessed and kept us going and is still keeping the ministry going. I think about all the many, many miracles and supplies and things that God sent in. Our first years on the road were quite a years of struggle, and we had to learn to walk in faith, and we trust in the Lord. But I wouldn't take nothing from a journey. I wouldn't change none of the days or none of the lessons that we learned, because through everything that we went through, God taught us a valuable lesson in faith, a faith that will sustain and kept us through all the years that we went through. I remember one time we were in a truck stop, and this driver came in and asked us, did we like soup? We said, yes, we like soup. He said, well, is there any kind that you don't like? We said, well, you know, not really. We pretty much like everything. We're not picky about our what we eat. You know, when you get hungry enough, you're not going to turn away food. You get hungry, honey, you're going to eat. Trust me. He said, well, I've got some soup out there I would like to bring in. We said, well, thank you. We would appreciate it. And he went out to his truck, and he began to bring in cases of soup. When he finished, that trucker bought us in 16 cases of soup. We put soup under the pews. We put soup in our closet. We put soup in the cabinets we had on the chapel. We even put 3 cases of soup at the foot of our bed. We even slept with the blessings of God. And we were so grateful to get that, and it was all different kinds of soup. It was good soup, and we were grateful to get it. And a couple nights later, we went to a church, and we told the congregation how God had just blessed us with 16 cases of soup. And a woman came in that night when we came back to the church, and she bought us 9 boxes of crackers. I'm here to tell you that God will send in the soup, but He'll also send in the crackers. God will bless you with such and such things as you need. It makes no difference what you need. God will bless, and God will give you enough to take you on down the road and give you help and joy for your journey. And that's what I pray today this broadcast will do for you, that it'll bring joy for your journey. We traveled for many years on the road. We covered a lot of miles taking the gospel to the truck drivers and to whoever was in the truck stop. We were always in Northern California at Christmas time. For 36 years, we never went home for Christmas. We lived in Virginia. We were always in Northern California at Christmas time. For 36 years, we didn't go home for Christmas. We were always out on the road. We were always carrying the gospel, and we were grateful that God had made the opportunity, and we traveled in a route that we didn't zigzag around. We tried to conserve our fuel and stay in a line, and our route always ended us in Redding, California, or Northern California, come along about Christmas time. But God kept us, and God blessed us, and God kept us on the road, and God kept us going. And God just made so many opportunities, but the greatest miracles of all that we ever saw, and the greatest miracles that anyone would ever see, is the salvation of a soul. It's when somebody comes to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I think about a young man that we saw. Our chapel was at a truck stop, and the truck stop was high up on a hill, and it overlooked an off-ramp. And we were, my husband and myself were standing at the back of our chapel door, and some friends were standing there with us, and we were all talking outside on the truck stop lot. And we noticed a car pull up on the off-ramp, and they opened up a door, and they threw this young man out of the car, and they drove off and left him. And we watched him walk up the embankment and come into the truck stop lot where we were at, and he walked up to us. And my husband began to talk to this young man and ask him what had happened. He said he was traveling with some friends, and they got to drinking and got to fighting, and they stopped and threw that young man out, just threw him out on the side of the road. He didn't have a dime to his name. He was just, didn't even have a coat. He was just thrown out. And my husband talked to him about how he needed to make things right with the Lord. And that young boy, he bowed his head, and he didn't receive Jesus right then, but he let my husband pray with him. And my husband told him, said, young man, God's going to help you. God's going to make a way for you. And he kind of looked at my husband funny, but he walked away. We watched him walk across the truck stop lot. And when he walked across the truck stop lot, there was an old shirt laying down by the guard rail at the truck stop. And that young man kicked that shirt. And when he did, two $20 bills come out of that shirt. He picked those $20 bills up and he ran back to my husband and he said, you were right. God did bless me and God did give me means to get back home. And he went in the truck stop, and that truck stop had little motel rooms, and he got him a room for the night, and he had money to eat on, and he called some friends that was going to come and get him the next morning and take him back home. But the morning that he was going back home, he came back to the chapel, and he talked to my husband, and he thanked him for praying for him. And my husband asked him again, would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And he did. That young man accepted the Lord. And I think about how God blessed him, how God put that money in that shirt for that boy, and how precious that was. God knew that that child would need help. God knew that he would need something, a sign. God was watching out for him, and God was protecting him. And I'm talking to somebody right now. You think you've come to the ending of your way, but I'm telling you, God has a blessing laying in wait for you. Just trust and obey, for God will make a way for you. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He did not do for one that he won't do for you. It may not be a shirt on the side of the road. It may be a good job. It may be a turning of the tide. I don't care how it be. God will make a way if you'll trust and obey. For the word says, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. God will make a way. God will take care of you. I was thinking, too, as I was getting ready for this broadcast, I was asked by the ladies to go into a jail down in North Carolina and hold one of the services for them. And they took us back into a cell block. And when I went back in there, it was just a hallway that we could stand in. And there was a small room for the women to be in that I was preaching to. And it was six bunks in that small area. It was just like they were crammed up together in that small place. And a lot of the women, as I preached, a couple of them that was on the bottom bunks, they sat up and they listened to me, and the others just lay in their bunks. But there was a lady on the top bunk. I couldn't see her face, but I could see her eyes. The light was shining in where I could see her eyes. And her eyes just stayed right on me the whole time I was preaching. And my message that I preached that day in that jail was hopeless cases. How there was no such a thing as a hopeless case in Jesus Christ. That if you would trust and obey, he would make a way for you. If you would trust and obey, there was nothing that was impossible with God. For with God, all things are possible. And we must have faith in him that he will make a way. And that's what I preached that day. And when I gave the altar call, many of those girls, as tight as it was in there, came up and grabbed a hold of my hand and prayed the sinner's prayer. And that young girl, I could see in her eyes that she was praying as well. And we had the service that day, and the ladies that came and got me took me back to the chapel. And as we were walking out of the jail block that we were in, a jailer walked in with some papers in his hand, and he went into the section that I was leaving out of. And the ladies brought me back to the truck stop. And later that night in the truck stop, we were all gathered in the chapel and a whole lot of people had come in. And we were sitting in there talking. When all of a sudden, a woman burst through the back doors of our chapel. And she looked all around at everyone sitting in the chapel. And she zeroed in on me when she saw me. And she said, "There you are." She said, "You're the woman that preached today in the jail." I said, "Yes, I am." She said, "I was in that cell and I recognized her eyes. She was the woman on the top bunk." She said, "I prayed the sinner's prayer and I trusted and I believed God to help me get out of the mess that I was in." And she said, "Right then and there, I made Jesus my Savior." And she said, "As you was walking out the door, the jailer came in and gave me a paper and said, through some mishap or whatever, she couldn't explain it, they let me out and I was freed of all the charges that was against me. God set me free." And she said, "The people that come pick me up before they brought me home, I told them, I said, 'You got to take me to the truck stop. I got to find that woman that preached to me and told me that there was no such a thing as a hopeless case with Jesus, because truly I thought I was a hopeless case, that Jesus set me free. I trusted and I obeyed and he set me free.'" I can't tell you, that has been years and years ago, but that's one of the greatest gifts that this old gal has ever received, to know that somebody accepted Jesus, to know that the prison doors still swing open. And I'm talking to somebody right now. You think it's hopeless in your life. You think there is no way out of your situation. And I'm telling you, the word says right here, "And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." Trust in the Lord. He'll make a way where there seems like there is no way at all. I'm talking about miracles. I'm talking about miracles that I've not heard about, but miracles that I have witnessed, miracles that I have seen. Another miracle that we saw that was just astounding. This reporter came into our chapel and she wanted to do a story on the Trucking for Jesus ministry. And when we told her that we just depended on God, we didn't sell anything or solicit, she wanted to know how we got our money and how we got our food. And we tried to explain to her we trusted in the Lord. And we did the best we could with what we had, and God would take up the rest. And we could tell that she just didn't really believe what we was telling her. And we told her that when we needed something, God would send it in, because what God ordains, God sustains. And right in the middle of our conversation, a man that we hadn't seen in a year that lived in the area, he came by the truck stop. He knew we were going to be there. He came in with two big bags of groceries. He said, "I knew you was going to be here today. I haven't seen you in a year. I got your letter saying you was coming." And he said, "I just wanted to bring you some groceries down to help you this week." And he set down two bags of groceries. And he set them down right in front of that reporter. And he had no idea who she was or the questions she was asking. And when he set those groceries down in front of that reporter, she burst out into tears and she began to weep. For she saw that we were telling her the truth, that God blesses his children and God takes care. You see, we, my husband and I, we were missionaries in the United States. We hear of missionaries across in foreign fields, and that's great, that's wonderful. But we have been, and I am still, a missionary here in the United States. If ever there was a time we need missionaries here in the U.S., it's now. We talk to men and women in truck stops. We have talked to them that had never had a Bible. We gave a truck driver that came up to us, he said, "The only Bible that I've ever seen was in motel rooms. Can I get a Bible?" And my husband gave him a Bible. He said, "I've never been in a church. Do you have to pay to go in? Can I come in?" And we explained to him all was welcome in the house of God. And that young man accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. He didn't know. Nobody had ever told him. It's hard to believe that in the United States, people don't even know that you meet people that don't even have a Bible. You meet people that have never been to church. You meet people that don't know anything about God's Word. It is amazing to see the condition of the people that you run into. But God's Word is faithful, and God's Word is true. And whatever God blesses you with, God, whatever He sends you out to do, God will help you to keep on keeping on. I remember my husband was preaching on the inside of the chapel, and when he quit preaching, he heard a voice on the outside of a trucker that was making fun of him. And he went out there, and the trucker actually had more people around him than we had in the chapel. And my husband walked up to this trucker, and he said, "Mister, let me tell you something. You can walk off a lot of things, but you'll never walk off the Word of God." And with that, that big old truck driver walked off, and it was real foggy that night. We could see him walk off into the fog, and he walked off that night, and he left. And a couple days later, we were in that same truck stop, and we looked up, and here come that same truck driver walking down the aisle of our chapel. He said, "Mister, I don't know what you've done to me." But he told my husband, he said, "I can't get out of my head the message that you was preaching and I was mocking you on the outside." He said, I've got to make Jesus my Savior." And my husband prayed with that driver. His name was Mr. Buckner, Sherman Buckner. And he prayed with that driver to accept Jesus as his Savior. And he made a beautiful commitment to the Lord that day on the chapel. And as he walked out the door, he said, "I'm going back home, and when I make my next run, I want to bring my wife, and I want you to tell her the story of Jesus like you told me, because I want her to be saved too." And shortly after that, he left that day, and shortly after that, we got a letter from his wife. And his wife wrote us a letter and said, "My husband told me about you and how that he received Jesus as his Lord and Savior." And that was 19 days before Christmas when Mr. Buckner accepted Jesus. She said in her letter, she said, "My husband was hauling a load of plywood on Christmas morning, and the load shifted, and it overturned the truck, and it killed him instantly." She said, "I wanted you to know that my husband is now in the arms of Jesus, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tell him all about Jesus, that so that when he faced eternity, that he would be ready to meet Jesus." You know, that was God, God's timing. God knows the hour. And let me tell you, people, we do not know the hour and the day that our souls are going to be required. And I'm telling you, like my husband told that trucker that night, you will not be able to walk off the Word of God. You walk off a lot of things, but the Word of God will ring in your soul throughout eternity. And I beg of you today, take time to receive Jesus as your Savior. Take time to receive the greatest gift anyone could ever receive, and that is salvation. Call on Jesus, and it says here, I'm going to read it again, "And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." He'll take that desolate life, that desolate soul, and he'll give you joy. He'll give you life eternal. He'll give you a reason to keep on keeping on, and he'll bring joy for your journey. No matter, you may be listening to me as you're traveling down the road in a car. You may be at home. You may be in prison. I don't care where you're at. He can give you joy for your journey today. He can give you joy for your walk today. He can give you joy, and joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's what the Bible says. Today, I'm asking you to trust in him. Don't live in desolation, but live in a life that's fruitful and full of joy and full of miracles. God will not do for one that he won't do for another. He is not a respecter of persons. He blessed Billy Graham. He blessed all these great preachers, but he won't do nothing for them, child, that he won't do for you. God does not have stepchildren. He makes us full children. He does not put us on probation. He forgives us and gives us a full pardon. He starts us out as new creatures, fresh and anew. Receive that gift today. Make Jesus your Lord and Savior. As the little girl said one day, Jesus with Jesus, it just gets gooder and it gets gooder. That may not be good English. That may not be proper English, but that says it about as best as you can. It gets gooder and gooder. And like the old hymn, it's sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. There's a lot of sweet things that I have witnessed in my life. I've seen a lot of wonderful things, but I've never seen nothing as precious as a man or woman when they give Jesus their heart and their life. And I see that transformation of their hearts and lives. And you know what? When you make Jesus your Savior, you stay in the Word of God, you pray, and you find yourself a good church to go to, a Bible teaching church that teaches the full gospel of Jesus, and don't leave out any of it. Take it all. Apply the Word of God to your heart and life. I want to thank you today for listening into the broadcast. I invite you to visit my website, truckingforjesus.org. I invite you, and I ask that you please pray for me, that I can keep on keeping on with the ministry that God has given me, that I can carry on, and I too one day will make my last run. I too will make my last sermon, and I want to be faithful until the very end. But I also ask you that if you have a prayer request and you want me to pray for you, the announcer will give you my address, and you can write me, and I promise you that I'll pray for your request, and I'll be faithful to hold you up in prayer. For the Bible tells us that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That goes for you, that goes for me. And I not only want to pray for you, but I want you to pray for me. We'll just pray one for another. And prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. When we pray in faith, God moves. And when we speak the word, God puts things into motion. And I want you to know today, and I want to remind you again of this verse in Psalms 34, verse 22. The last part of it says, "And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." None of them that trust in him shall be desolate. We serve a miracle-working God. My husband wrote a little book one time. It says, "Trucking for a Miracle-Working God." And truly, I have to say, we have been trucking for a miracle-working God. But he will do, he done for us, but he'll do for you. He'll keep you to the very end. That's what he did for my husband. My husband, God kept him to the very last breath that he breathed. And when he woke up in the arms of Jesus. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's what the Bible tells us. Even we don't even have to face death alone. He is there with us to the very end. And when our breath leaves this old body of ours, our soul will live on through eternity. Make sure that you're right with Jesus, because when you stand before him, it'll be nobody's record but your own. You won't give an account for nobody else but yourself. It's nobody's record but your own. Today, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Today, pray the prayer of faith. Today, be kind and considerate. Today, give the plan of salvation. Today, trust and obey, as the old hymn says, "For there's no other way." To be happy in Jesus is just but to trust and obey. Thank you for listening in to the broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you. And remember, keep your eyes on Jesus. I truly believe he's coming back, and he's coming back soon. Thank you, and God bless you, each and every one of you.